Well, there's a very special birthday this week. There's a very special birthday this week. Does anybody know what it is? Anybody know what the special birthday is this week? Rolly. The Queen. Elizabeth II. When's her birthday?
Tuesday.
And how old is she? Do you know? Don't know. Right. The Queen's birthday on Tuesday. It's not. And Jason's too. And Jason's younger than the Queen. So there's an even more important birthday this week, even than the Queen. Although she's part of it. Anybody think? Anybody know? It's her 25th birthday. Her 25th birthday. And it's tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 25th birthday of the £1 coin. There you go. 25 years old tomorrow. Brought out in 1983. 25 years we've had this coin. And that made me think, what does the Bible say about coins and money? Can you think of any stories in the Bible that you know about coins that we could look at this morning? Any stories you can think of? Laura? Yes, there's a lady with 10 coins, wasn't there? And she lost one of them. Good. What other stories do we know involving coins in the Bible? There was... Great, I gave her last 2 mites. Yes, thank you. She gave out of her poverty, didn't she? She gave all that she had. Brilliant, yes. The old widow with her 2 mites. There's the 2 coins, possibly, that were used in the story of the Good Samaritan to pay the innkeeper. There was a coin which was found in the fish, wasn't there, when Peter went out to get pay the tax for himself and for the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I wish I could pay my taxes through fishing. There you go. But actually, the one I wanted to mention this morning is the one that Laura's mentioned. The lady who had, how many coins was it, Laura? 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What happened to the other one? It got lost, didn't it? Let's turn to Luke chapter 15, verses 8 to 10. And let's see the 5 things that the lady did when she lost one of her coins. And the coin would have been worth at least £100 in today's money. It was a day's wages. Luke chapter 15, verses 8 to 10. Remember, it's a story that Jesus is telling because the Pharisees are muttering that Jesus eats with tax collectors and sinners. And Jesus says in verse 8, "What woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she's found it, she calls her friends and neighbours together, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I lost.' Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Now, first of all, just look at verse 8. Who can tell me the 5 things that the lady did in verse 8? Or maybe 6, if you want to be very clever. What are the 6 things? Come on, Alice, you can help as well. What do we learn from that verse? First of all, she had 10 silver coins. What's the next thing she did? Good, she lost it. She very simply, she lost it. What does she do next? Yes, Sophie. Good, she lights a lamp. Well done. Great big light. What's the next thing that she does? It's a broom next. Next thing she does? Yes, thank you. She sweeps the house. And then she seeks diligently, very, very carefully to find it. Just like perhaps your mum and dad sometimes do when they've lost something in the house. You know, you're all rushing down the stairs and you get in the car and then one of mum or dad says, we haven't got the so-and-so. And they rush back into the house and they throw everything, top and tail, don't they? Looking for something that they're trying to find. And that's what the woman does. She carries on finding right the way until she finds that 10th coin. Here this morning we find the 10th coin was in Pat's ear all the time. There you go. There's a 10th coin. There it was. What does she do next? After all that kerfuffle, all that hard work, she's lit the lamp, she's gone sweeping, she's looked for it, she's found it. What does she do next? Yes, she does. She calls all her friends in, doesn't she? Can you imagine your mum or dad doing that? Inviting the neighbours in, saying, look, I've lost this, but I found it. She was so thrilled that she found it, that all the neighbours came in and they rejoiced together. They had a party. Now, why did Jesus tell that story? For this simple reason. There's three stories in Luke chapter 15 about something being lost and then being searched for and then being found and then there being great joy. And it's simply this. The Bible says that you and I, like the coin, are lost, even when we're born. That we're separated from God because of our sin. And yet, though we're lost and though we're sinners, we're very precious to God. And the Bible tells us that God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, comes to seek and to find those who will trust in him. And the Bible says that when he finds one who turns from their sin to believe in him, there's a great joy in heaven. And you know, you could look around this room this morning at some of the adults who you know, some of the young people you know, who are Christians. And you can know that once they were lost, but they were found. And when they were found, for them, there was a great rejoicing in heaven. What a wonderful thought. And then ask yourself, has there ever been a wonderful rejoicing in heaven because I've turned from my sin and I've believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? And though I once was lost, he has found me. May he even find you here this morning. And may there be an enormous rejoicing in heaven because you, though you were lost, have been found and are trusted in Christ both now and forevermore. Our next hymn says, I was lost, but Jesus found me.